In the Golden Choir mit Dead End Street auf 100,6 Flux FM, 15.38 Uhr ist es. Und ich hatte es schon angekündigt, die nächste Band steht bei mir im Studio, zumindest die Hälfte der Band, muss man dazu sagen. Denn Husky sind jetzt gerade zumindest hier nur zu zweiter. Aus Australien ganz, ganz frisch angereist, Gideon und Husky. Ja, tatsächlich Husky. Und man sollte vielleicht bei Husky noch den vollen Namen sagen. Husky Gawenda. Ich habe ihm gerade schon gesagt, das ist der schönste Name, der mir definitiv bis jetzt untergekommen ist. Und er sagt, naja, ich weiß ja nicht so richtig, aber ich glaube, a nicer name, a more beautiful name, I have never heard. Husky.
Thank you.
That's You're welcome.
Very kind.
It's very, it would be unimaginable, unthinkable to name a person Husky in Germany.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
Well, because the authorities would tell you, that's a dog.
Yeah.
That's an animal. You can't name a person an animal.
It's actually illegal too?
It's illegal. Seriously? I actually think it's illegal. I know it's allowed in the United States. You could do it in England now. In England, you could choose any name you want. I mean, if I would be British, I could say, like, I want to be called Husky now.
So am I allowed to be in Germany with the name Husky, or am I illegal here?
No, I think you're actually allowed to be in Germany with the name Husky. So you're officially allowed to stay here. Sure. Well, welcome here in the studio. It's the first time here in our studio, not the first time in Berlin, though, as we just clarified.
That's right.
You've been playing here with your first album, Forever So. That was 2-3 years
ago?
Two and a half years ago,
yeah.
And we were just trying to figure out where you played, and it was probably Privatclub.
That's the one, I think.
Yeah. And was that together with Boy, or did you play alone here? Do you remember that?
That was our own show at Privatclub. Mm-hmm. But we also played with Boy. I think we played with Boy twice in Berlin.
Yep.
All over the country as well.
Yeah. Okay, also die Herren sind mit Boy getourt, mit den beiden Mädels, die wir ja auch ganz großartig finden. Und auf deren neue Platte wir ja auch schon händeringend warten. So I guess you all got along very nicely, because they're such sweet women, sweet band. And you probably had a good time together, no?
We had a great time, yeah. Like you said, they were just the sweetest bunch of people and you know, great musicians and writers as well. So yeah, it was a very special time for us.
So did you just come from Australia? I just said that you did. I assume you did, right?
Yeah, we got in the afternoon yesterday, late afternoon.
Oof.
Yeah.
26 hours.
Oh, so you're probably what, now asleep or already woken up?
It's pretty much the middle of the night now.
Holy moly. How did you do that?
It took about 26 hours to fly here as well.
26?
Yes.
Did you come via Chile and then stopped over again in Alaska?
Chile in Alaska, that would be nice, but no, nothing like that.
Abu Dhabi,
Munich.
And then shopping Berlin. In Abu Dhabi in between?
Yeah, we didn't have enough time, unfortunately. But there's plenty of time on the plane to, you know, you can read Tolstoy, War and Peace, or whatever.
Right.
Lots of time.
Okay, so I'm just going to translate quickly. Also sie waren 2012 schon mal hier, haben ein paar Gigs gespielt, unter anderem auch mit Boy, mit den beiden Mädels, die ihr auch kennt, mit denen sie sich super verstanden haben, und hatten damals ihre erste Platte, Forever So, im Gepäck, hatten aber auch alleine ein paar Gigs gespielt. Insofern ist es definitiv nicht das erste Mal hier in Berlin. Und jetzt also mit der zweiten Platte, die Rockers Hill heißt, über die wir uns jetzt auch noch ein bisschen mehr unterhalten werden. Sie sind gestern Nachmittag erst angekommen, 26 Stunden aus Australien geflogen und müssten jetzt wahrscheinlich schon längst im Bett liegen. Ich hoffe, das geht gut heute Abend. I hope this is gonna be okay for you guys to play tonight here. Not falling asleep on stage or something like that.
I think we're good.
Oh, we have to give you an alcohol pop or something like this. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's some weird kind of gummy berry drinks with alcohol, Red Bull with, I don't know, gin or...
We'll take five of those.
Prosecco or something like that.
We'll take five of those each.
So let's talk about the new album, because this is actually why you're here and why you're playing the Flux FM sessions tonight as well, which is, congratulations, a beautiful, beautiful album, Rockers Hill. Your second one now.
Second album.
And I was just wondering, because I read that you recorded the first one in a bungalow. It was a very intimate atmosphere. You tried to use the space that you had, and you tried to use every little corner that was actually available. Mm. And it sounded, on one hand, very provisional. On the other hand, as well, very, you know, let's just use everything we have so that there's also a kind of an organic sound coming through.
Yeah.
How did you proceed with this new record? Did you do a similar thing, or did you choose a completely different path?
We did do a similar thing. We didn't have that bungalow anymore. Mm. But We recorded the album in a few different environments. We did some of it in a studio, you know, a proper studio, especially drums, because we wanted to get really, you know, that really full and beautiful drum sound, which you need a really good space for and the right sort of microphones. But then we also recorded a lot of the album at my house. We set up in my house, and again, we used a lot of all the different nooks and crannies and corners of the house. We recorded a lot of the vocals in my wardrobe, my clothes wardrobe.
No, really, in your closet.
Yeah, and others. We used other spaces in the house, and the other place we recorded a lot of the album was in a studio in the hills, about an hour outside Melbourne. So this beautiful studio that's built on top of a hill overlooking a valley, very quiet out there, no people, no sounds other than just nature. And we wrote and recorded a lot of the album there as well.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds wonderful. You two are cousins. So yeah. It's one family. Mm-hmm. And I read that Gideon actually was on tour for quite some time when he was younger. He had several bands, whereas Husky was more like the introverted kind of guy, not really standing on stage and not really being interested in being, you know, on stage or singing in front of an audience. I guess that has become a little bit more even by now, or balanced, hasn't it?
I think a lot of that is true. I was playing in a lot of different bands growing up in Melbourne, and Husky was always writing but not performing in the same way that I was. But you performed a little bit still. You were busking and doing other things.
Yeah, I performed a lot with my older sister, who's a singer as well.
She's a beautiful singer.
Yeah. So she sang, and I played guitar and I wrote, but it took me a long time to sing my own songs and feel comfortable singing really at all on stage in front of people. I was shy. And so it took time and some experience with doing it, but now I can do it.
No, it's okay. Yeah. Bigger sister helped a little bit, and the band as well.
Definitely, a lot.
No, it probably does make a difference if you have someone who's kind of like, we can do it, it's going to be fine, don't sweat it, you know, what counts is the songs, and we're good at it, and that's just... And I guess the more you do it, the more you get used to it. It's all
like anything.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. That's right. Die erste Platte haben sie aufgenommen, 2011, glaube ich, war das, also dieses Forever So, in einem Bungalow, und hatten dort versucht, jede Ecke des Bungalows auszunutzen für den Sound, hatten also auch darauf geachtet, dass man alles, was im Weg stand, irgendwie mit einfließen lassen hat in diesen Sound. Das war ein bisschen provisorisch auf der anderen Seite, aber auch sehr gut durchdacht. Bei der neuen Platte jetzt haben sie zum einen in einem Studio aufgenommen, damit sie das Schlagzeug auch ein bisschen besser in Szene setzen können. Sie haben sich dann noch in ein Studio in die Berge begeben, und sie haben aber auch in Huskys Haus wieder ein bisschen was aufgenommen und haben dort auch ein kleines Studio errichtet, wo man dann auch zum Beispiel die Gesangsparts einsingen konnte. Er selber hat in seinem Kleiderschrank eingesungen. Das klingt also auch alles sehr nett und sehr gemütlich sozusagen. Und ich habe auch gerade noch gefragt, die beiden sind Cousins und sind sehr unterschiedlich. Der eine, Gideon, der eigentlich Keyboard bei der Band spielt. You're a keyboard player, right?
That's right.
Don't say anything wrong here. Der hatte mehrere Bands, war viel unterwegs, stand immer auf der Bühne, ist da sehr erfahren. Und Husky war eher so ein bisschen der Zurückhaltende. Er ist zwar auch mit seiner großen Schwester getourt, hat mit ihr auf der Bühne gestanden, aber war eher der Schüchterne. Mittlerweile hat sich das allerdings ein bisschen gelegt, und die Erfahrung hat da eben auch ihren Teil zu beigetragen. Alright, let's play some music, because the next band, unfortunately... And fortunately, is already standing outside. It's Alive and Film. You're playing together with them tonight at Flux FM, the Flux FM sessions. Is there another tour scheduled, a bigger one, with this new album that's coming out in Germany, I think, only those days?
That's right.
Are you coming back soon?
Yeah, we're coming back in, despite the name of the song that you're about to play, we are coming back in May.
In May.
Yeah. So we'll be announcing dates.
Okay.
Very soon.
So it's going to be a headliner tour with a new album.
With a full band,
We're going to see you again.
It's going to be great.
Great.
We can't wait.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people here in Berlin as well are looking forward to this. Ooh. By the way, your acoustic session, your acoustic version of I'm Not Coming Back, that's available online. the bridge thing that you recorded close to a bridge or something.
Oh, yeah, it was in the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
That was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. It actually moved me to tears. Doesn't happen too often. So I just wanted to tell you this, and it's a very, very brilliant version.
Dankeschön.
Hier jetzt von der Platte, bitteschön. Husky mit I'm Not Coming Back. Und wir haben auch noch Tickets für heute Abend. Jetzt bitte anrufen 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000. Thank you guys. We see you tonight.